Welcome to the Fear Fiction Podcast. Fearfic is the term for short horror fiction, mostly posted on the web. It includes any and all related subgenres. Join three assholes, talking basement goo slime beast, inebriated interstellar traveler Abysme, and irritable ghostly man whore Dead Pallet, as they read all stories horror and internet related, paragraph by paragraph, and bullshit while they do it. From adolescent revenge fantasies to subtle postmodern narratives about real-life events and everything in between, they read it and critique. You better believe it. Kick it to the cold open, white boy.
Hello. Hello, everyone. My name is Abysme. Oh, my bowels. I'm sorry. I can't control it.
Oh, don't you know I'm Abysme? Hello. Oh. Hello, senor. I'm Abysme.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Oh my god.
Abysme, what is your stance on being from Mexico? Is it true or is it being from Mexico?
We already made the joke that they're not it's a space illegal aliens are not sending their best because I'm definitely not their best.
Oh damn it.
So we can't retread this, guys.
Wow. He's from Mexico, all right. Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, woo! Of course.
It's my home away from home.
Yeah.
So how the fuck did you become an Earth lawyer, and let alone that, an American Earth lawyer?
The New Mexico Bar Association is real lax on standards. They'll let anybody be a lawyer.
I'm one. He knowingly coughed. Yeah. Okay. All right. But yeah,
my hands are too small to be a lawyer.
Well, I have, you know. I wear stuff over my hands to make them look like bigger hands.
Yeah.
I just watched that episode of
Always. It's a great one. It's so funny.
I've been on an Always Sunny bender. Just like the lawyer putting on fucking Caucasian spray-painted Hulk hands to look like he has big hands.
He like does a quick like point and he fly off. Nobody look!
Caucasian spray-painted Hulk hands for all your Hulk-handed needs.
That's the episode with Guillermo del Toro, actually. Hmm. Yeah, as the patriarch of the that family, the Potter family,
McBoyles.
Yeah. McBoyles. He does a great job too. It's just says random fucking gibberish.
But yes, speaking of random fucking gibberish, welcome to
RPC,
the Fear Fiction Podcast.
Random, pugilant cocks.
What do you say? Random pugilistic cocks? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. RPC. Oh, interesting. So, I would say that we're three NPCs about to read from the RPC. Is that correct?
God.
No, because only NPCs will only know about SCP.
Oh,
That's the red pill, Jimmy.
Player characters will know about RPC. Mm-hmm. Which is what it means, real player characters.
Real. Oh, man. If you are an RPC, be sure to let us know in the comments. But yeah.
Any RPCs out there?
So do we want to discuss Abysme the Controversy?
Yeah, I was very excited for this. My immersion was ruined at the SCP Foundation last time we were there because of all their obnoxious signage. And then we saunter over to this place, and lo and behold, there's a giant thing about Halloween on here.
This is Halloween.
Everybody break immersion. I am the one making shitty logos. I am the one writing about Homestuck. Put it in my story. I don't give a fuck.
I was going to say, I'm the one writing about homos.
What?
Because logos and homos.
Somebody write a lost tape.
Well, it is, but it works differently. Every object is obtained and cataloged by the RCP authority and has a designation attributed to them. The reason behind this is that most objects don't behave similarly and thus need these classifications to assist researchers in properly dealing with them and being able to rapidly and efficiently explain the levels of danger they represent. There are seven containment ratings in six lethality ratings that accompany them. So instead of being object class Euclid or object class
Keter
or whatever, they have two things. They have a color, and then they have a, what do you call that, a Greek letter.
Mm.
So you have like alpha to gamma and omega and all of this stuff. And that is about containment. So how easy it is to contain. And it gets, you know, more elaborate the further it goes. And then there's also lethality, which is white, which means that it's not lethal to yellow, orange, red, purple, and black.
Black oh, my most... God.
All right.
It's a little racist.
Yeah, yeah.
A little racist.
The racist people collective. The racist people of color. That's the RPC.
Yes. They're not the people of color because they're different colors. It's because they're the people who decide what colors the SCP objects are. RCP objects, goddammit, whatever.
You did say the RCP authority, and my mind immediately went to the racist clown posse authority. The
racist clown posse. Motherfucking Muslims, how do they work? Please, no. No racist clown posse.
No.
All right.
A containment rating determines an object's difficulty of containment. Some objects are easier to contain than others. However, this does not mean that such objects are any less dangerous or lethal.
It's blah, 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 give me monsters.
Monsters, fine. You don't want to read it? Fine.
People know how it works now.
All right, cool.
God.
Cut that out.
Give me monsters. That's all I want.
Give me monsters.
Yeah.
And then also give me NOS energy drinks, too.
No.
And I'll mix them in a big pile. To be a big energy boomer.
No. All right. So, DP, do you want to take, like, the first couple things, or what do you want to do? We should say what RPC this is, by the way.
Yep.
It is RCP 082.
Mm.
Registered Phenomena Code 082. Object class Beta Red.
Mm.
Hazard type.
Nothing.
Blank.
Containment protocols. All RCP-082 specimens are to be kept within standard humanoid containment chambers located within Site 73.
Nope.
Under no... 37. Under no circumstances are two or more RCP-082 specimens supposed to come in contact with each other. RCP-082 specimens are to be constantly monitored via security cameras, and any change in behavior are to be reported to head researcher Camden. See document 082-01.
Hmm.
A minimum of one authority security agent is to be present and equipped with a 160-volt electric stun rod at each containment chamber entrance at all times.
Damn.
Do we want to describe what the picture is?
I don't know if we want to let people pick up as we go, or...
Yeah.
Let's wait until we're done and then do it.
Mm. I mean, some people probably have opened the links, but...
Sure.
Or maybe it's in the thumbnail, and who knows?
Oh, no.
We'll figure out what Elias decides to do.
Yeah.
True. Any reports of uncontained specimens must be immediately investigated by Authority Security Team Tyran. Or Tyran? I think Tyran.
Tyrant.
All discovered instances of RPC-82-1 are to be immediately destroyed. Currently, there are 18 crossed out, 27 known RPC-082 specimens held in containment.
So we've got head researcher Camden, security team Tyran. This sounds like a couple of 8-year-old brothers writing their story together.
A little bit.
I'm going to be the head researcher. Okay, Camden. I'm going to be the head of the security. Okay, Tyran.
Well, that's how things always got really weird, is when people started making their, like, SCP-OC,
right.
Like, containment security people.
Oh, man.
It's like, what? I think you're missing the point here.
Head researcher Thundercraw McSlap-a-bitch is... Description.
Jaguar onion ring cock.
Jaguar. God damn it. Description.
You could always tell when we record two episodes back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Fucking, when are we going to this Wendy's? Ha ha. RPC-082 is an anomalous species mimicking the appearance of a popular children's mascot, Barney the Dinosaur. They're just going to outright say it.
I guess.
Presumably originating from blank Alabama, or redacted Alabama. All RPC...
I just had a thought. He looks like Donkey Kong and Barney had a baby.
That's true.
He's got the look of Donkey Kong when he has his lips peeled back.
The vacant stare.
I mean, he's standing in a doorway in the background looking at a little kid, and you can just hear him going, "Hey! Hey, Ken!
Ah!" It's something more like, "Hey! Hey!"
It's supposed to be creepy, but it's Barney, so all my mind is going to is just, everyone kind of looks over and goes, "Oh, there's Barney again."
Hey, kid.
I love you. I've got a weird head. I'm object class Beta Red.
God damn it.
Nice. Beta Red is also my favorite shade of lipstick.
Please don't shock me. Let me out the door. I won't kill kids anymore. All RPC-082 specimens vary in appearance and size, and are typically bootleg in design. Specimens require no form of hydration, rest, or nutrition to stay alive. Analysis of recovered tissue samples of RPC-082 reveal that specimens are organic, and the seemingly plastic exterior of RPC-082 specimens is muscle tissue. Not muscle
tissue.
It's muscle tissue.
Muscle tissue.
Further analysis revealed that seams connecting the parts of specimen skin is held together by a species of unidentified microorganisms found in the saliva of RPC-082 specimens.
Is the nickname of this RPC bootleg Barney?
No, but that's the guy who lives down the street from me. You can get anything you need from him. Bootleg Barney, how you doing? But yeah, this actually is called RPC-082. I love you, you love me. We're a happy family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm done.
I love you, you love me. I no longer love you, SCP, so we're going to leave and make our own foundation.
Where we don't have to suffer homosexualization. God damn it. No.
Fine then. I'm going to go make my own foundation with pumpkin logos and
and female sexuality.
Yes.
Anyway, so that was my
DP.
Did you read Abyss
no.
Me?
No.
He
well,
goes
yeah,
after
I did.
You.
Oh, okay.
Your turn.
Drunk. Especially, drunks. I'm working with drunks.
Only yeah.
One. Well, dude.
Well, yeah.
Listen. Yeah. Come on now.
You're working with drunks, but only one of the drunks is drunk enough to not be able to count to two. Specimens are shown to be highly vulnerable to electricity and will attempt to flee if exposed to an electric current.
It's the damnedest thing. You shock something with 160 volts and appears to be vulnerable.
There it goes. I really like
spazzing out.
I really like the idea of the RPC as like a bunch of country bumpkins and, you know, rednecks and shit. Keeping everything in like an old barn, like a refurbished barn.
Well, they don't have SCP money.
Yeah,
true.
They don't have those resources yet.
Hey, Bill, what you want to do?
Wandering around again? Quick, get the stun rod.
What you want to do with this RPC? I don't know. Shock it. What about this one? Shock it.
Shock it.
Oh boy,
Cletus, why the fuck you put up Halloween decorations? Damn it, you're ruining our whole aesthetic.
What are we going to do about him? Shock him.
Oh, God.
Redneck protection.
Redneck for him.
You might be a redneck if you read your supernatural containment stories at the RCB Authority. Fuck. Our RCP-082 specimens terminate upon being exposed to a current of with a voltage of 200 or higher.
As things do. Oh, boy.
Do they just, like, incinerate?
Maybe.
I would think combust, maybe.
Probably. That'd be cool, exploding Barneys.
It is weird to just say terminate. That just means end, so they could collapse, they could burn up, who knows.
If your shed collapses and kills more than three anomalous creatures, you might be an RPC. Oh, man.
Oh.
If the Barney that showed up to your child's birthday had
looks
Donkey Kong licks,
hell.
You might be an RCP authority member.
If you see a dog with three legs and your first thought is, that's a beta red, you might be an RPC.
That ain't a beta red. That's a tripod, my dog.
God damn it. No.
We gotta RPC. Push Tripod the dog.
God. You have to push him. He can't walk very well.
What is he, a pro wrestler? And in this corner, Tripod the dog.
So that's some real bootleg discount dog fighting you got there.
Well, I'm just picturing, do you remember that time Undertaker threw Tripod the dog off Hell in a Cell?
People were very upset. Yeah.
In this corner, we have Tripod the three-legged dog. And in this one, we have the Doberman, Lodi. Why do they call him Lodi? We call him Lodi because he takes big shits.
Look, he's taking one right now.
Oh, man. And he's throwing it out to the audience.
RPC 082 specimens are predatory and exclusively hunt adolescent humans between the ages of 5 and 14. Mm. The choice of prey is seemingly random, except for the fact that we're a certain age, whatever. Mm. Specimens have shown to be hostile and highly violent towards humans over the age of 14. Between the hours of 7 a.m. and 8 p.m., specimens will begin to hunt for adolescent humans. After 8 p.m., specimens will return to a hive, see addendum 082-3, hereby referred to as RCP-082-1, and hibernate. If a specimen successfully apprehends a target, the specimen will proceed to strangle the subject. Hmm. Specimens have an apparent knowledge of the exact moment victims fall unconscious and will proceed to transport them to instances of RPC-082-1. Upon arrival to an instance of RPC-082-1, this is getting really annoying, The victim will be restrained via a thick and web-like substance originating from the blank of each specimen. Oh,
okay, this is Pennywise, but a dinosaur.
This is Pennywise, but Barney.
Yeah.
Through unknown means, victims will be impregnated with a...
Barney-wise?
through unknown means, victims will be impregnated with an egg.
Ugh.
Well, eggs in quotations, whatever. After blank hours, a new specimen will emerge. Data expunged. The victim in the process. Currently, blank RPC-082-1 instances have been destroyed by Authority Security Team Tyron.
Now, what do you guys like better? Do you like Authority Security Team Tyron, Authority Security Team Dakota, Authority Security Team Ryan, Authority Security Team Canyon? just all these security teams named after soccer mom kids, you know? Anyway, we got some addendums.
Well, do we want to pause before that and just kind of give our initial impressions before we get to addendums?
Barney-wise, with some alien thrown in. Xenomorph.
Yeah.
Does he have an ovipositor?
Probably.
Sounds like it.
Because he's like shooting redacted. He's shooting like a thick substance coming from redacted, and then they get an egg in them.
Yeah.
And then it seems as though a fucking Barney just bursts out of the kid,
and
like an alien.
The only man who can stop them is Chris Hansen with a chainsaw for a hand.
Chainsaw Hansen.
What about photo negative Chris Hansen?
Oh, God. Well, that's the real terror. Man.
He goes over to children's houses and he's just like, why don't you have a seat?
Now, what were you thinking when you messaged this adult man?
Want to see the cuffs come on?
Oh, God. That would be would actually be interesting. Someone who does like those sting operations, but it's like, you know, we had little Timmy pose as a 42-year-old adult on the internet to see how many kids would message him.
Oh boy!
Yeah. Now, what did it mean here when you said you wanted to T-pose on Fortnite with him all night?
Seriously, what the fuck does that mean? I don't understand these words.
Yeah.
All right, so Addendum 082-1. Between the hours of 7 a.m. and 8 p.m., RPC-082 specimens typically stand behind the containment chamber door in a predatory stance. Nocturnal activities involve attacking and attempting to break the containment chamber door in an attempt to breach containment. This will resume This will resume until the specimen resumes predatory activities. Okay.
Okay. Not much.
This
there.
Will continue until the specimen
continues.
Weird. I don't know.
If you don't know the definition of the word resume, you might be an RCP authority member.
Yep.
If you think that nocturnal activities involve attacking and attempting to break containment chamber doors in an attempt to breach containment, you might be an RCP containment guy.
I love how you are continually missaying RPC, but I'm not going to correct you.
No.
Anyway,
recovery log doc-082. RPC-082 came to authority attention after reported sightings of strange people in creepy Barney costumes stalking children, and approximately redacted missing person cases were filed in redacted Alabama, with a last known location of missing persons being in the approximate area of RPC-082 sightings. Upon capturing a specimen, all interrogation attempts resulted in failure. Redacted specimens broke temporary containment, resulting in redacted personnel injured and redacted deaths, and proceeded to return to instances of RPC-082-1. All escaped specimens were followed and captured, along with redacted other discovered specimens. I thought it said divorced, and I don't know what Freudian.
I don't think these are anomalous eldritch horrors. I think this is just what happens in Alabama.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, if they are divorced specimens, they're probably just trying to win their kids over, dressing up as Barney and, you know.
Come back, Billy. Look, it's me. It's Barney. Yeah, but also your dad, but a Barney.
Hey,
I have
I'm
a lot of semen to give you.
Oh, God damn it. No.
In thick web-like substance originating from my redacted.
Jesus Christ. Now, Tyrion, you come back here.
That's it. Some document 082-3. Instances of RPC-082-1 are typically located in dark and quiet areas such as abandoned buildings or caves. Instances of RPC-082-1 are typically guarded by a minimum of 3 and maximum of 10 specimens. Impregnated humans are typically located behind the mounds of the blank of previous victims.
I mean,
really?
Why would you blank out that part bodies. If we know they're, you know, killing them and they're dead? It's probably bodies, it, you know.
Could yeah. Be-
corpses. Maybe it just says butts.
The butts.
Posteriors. Asses.
They're just hidden behind butts.
Hive researcher Camden notes, I want all of those disgusting hives to be destroyed immediately. Destroy them with fire if you have to. Authority security personnel are free to seek amnestics and reassignment if necessary. I bet those so-called therapist vultures at Sector 12 are having a field day right now.
I like that they're building in that, like, the interpersonal conflicts of the RPC Foundation, but it's like, destroy them with fire if you have to, even though we know for a fact they're weak to electrical shocks from really weak cattle prods.
like, I
your,
think
your standard run-of-the-mill cattle prod literally makes them fucking explode. Just evaporate.
I think that the most interesting thing about this RPC was the photo, which isn't from the RPC.
Yeah, it felt like someone found a photo and tried to work around it as opposed to trying to come up with a good idea.
This could have gone to a really fun, interesting place. It could have gone to a really horrifying place.
It could have been Slinky
place.
Man.
Say what? It could
have been Slinky Man.
Slinky Man, yeah. It could have done a lot of things, but I think instead it pretty much did nothing.
Yeah, meh.
Speaking of divorce, you know, the RPC authority has to rebuild from scratch. You know, there's all this time and energy that was put in the SCP Foundation, and presumably a lot of writers from the SCP Foundation have notable stories in the SCP Foundation, but now they're a part of the RPC authority. Mm-hmm. Should there be, like, a divorce custody case of, like, hey, we got to take these SCPs and bring them over to our news story?
I don't know. Do we want to see Slinky Man pulled apart like that? Which parent do you want to go
Could
with?
Could they get
Slinky
joint
Man?
Custody?
Maybe.
He shows up on both sites.
That'd be nice.
He just has this. He has the same number on both sites.
That'd be good. I don't know if they had that much foresight, though.
No, I'm just spitballing as a concept.
Yeah.
It sucks when you work hard on something and then have to abandon it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, each author specifically could just create their own site for their own work and be like, you know, here's my, I don't know, whatever
Blahnik.
You would call them. But my what now?
Blahnik.
Blahnik, yeah.
My original character.
Here's Blinky Man. But, yeah, I guess...
Spurlinky Man. Spurlunky Man.
But, yeah, I feel like that was kind of disappointing because it was like it didn't really it went for the typical thing you would expect from something like that, which is it imitates a children's character, abducts children, kills children,
slightly older children, impregnates younger children.
Also, it doesn't say impregnate little girls, so I'm guessing it just shoots the goo on the kid's face and then just explodes and...
It may just be going after kids who are Omegas, you know?
Oh my god. Don't ask me to explain the ABO bullshit.
Alright, ask in the comments below, and DP will reply to every comment explaining.
We're moving on to the other one.
An Omega in heat.
That's the name of this RPC. No. Alright, so who's starting off this one? Are we going in order like we usually do, or are
let's
we carrying...
Let's just go in order again.
Carrying the order over. Okay. So DP, that would be you.
Yep.
Registered Phenomenon Code 03434. Object Class Alpha Yellow. Hazard Type.
Blank.
Again, blank.
Containment Protocols. Under no circumstances are any personnel permitted to handle... open instances of RPC-034 without appropriate chemical hazard gear. All unopened instances will be retained within their respective packaging originally discovered and stored within warehouse redacted-redacted
Kmart.
At site at site redacted. An on-site protocol will be followed in accordance with general site storage and containment procedures for stock and sorting purposes. The package of RPC-034 shall be placed upon specialized sensor pallets to detect any possible leakage of highly acidic compounds. If any such breach occurs, the nearest on-site hazardous material and waste management team will be contacted immediately via remote alarm.
Sorry, I'm tired. These RPCs are making me tired.
Removal of any instances of RPC-34 from their storage room must be recorded in document UL blank. Opened instances of 34 will also be recorded when replaced back within the storage area and labeled appropriately. No more than two instances of RPC-34 can be removed at any given time without permission from two level 3 security clearance personnel or higher.
All right. So we got that out of the way.
This is labeled RPC-037 access denied. They don't actually tell you what...
34?
Huh? 30... Oh, poof. I'm an idiot. Nah. Highly acidic toothpaste is the name of the entry.
I wonder what it's about. Description. RPC-034 is an unmarked brand of toothpaste consisting of three objects, each with their own anomalous properties. RPC-34-2, a red packaging container measuring 20 centimeters in length. RPC-34-3, a white unmarked 170-gram tube with a red cap. RPC-34-4, one basic red toothbrush measuring 15 centimeters in length. I guess I'll just keep going. Mm. Objects 34-3 and 34-4 always come packed together within 34-2. The contents of object 34-3 is a multicolored paste not unlike modern-day toothpaste composed of currently unknown, highly acidic compounds capable of melting through any solid substance it comes into contact with. Melted substances release a non-hazardous gas cloud described... To smell strongly of mint. Tracing of internal compounds within the paste-like substance has proven extremely difficult due to its acidic nature. The only known objects resistant to O34-3's effects are human and animal teeth or tooth enamel, RPC-34-2 and RPC-34-4. Oh, those are also...
Things that come with.
Those are also resistant. The anomalous resistance of these two objects and the tube of 34-3 itself extends not only to the paste, but other highly acidic or corrosive compounds, such as sulfuric and fluoroantimonic acid.
So is it... Will it melt your gums and tongue, though? Because it says that it's final on your teeth, but...
I think you just... All that's left is your teeth after you're done.
I guess.
Just a pile of teeth.
If your tongue has been melted out by an anomalous tube of acidic toothpaste, you might be a redneck.
If your family has a tube of acidic toothpaste, but you didn't know because none of you got teeth... You might be in the RPC Foundation.
My turn?
Yep.
O34-3 test samples of teeth from various sources, human and otherwise, show an increased tolerance against degradation or breakdown, gaining the same level of resistance as RPCs O34-2 and R34-4, to highly acidic and corrosive compounds. No other tested materials have exhibited these traits thus far. Further testing conducted utilized O34-3 with various materials is ongoing. Refer to on-site director for details and permissions.
Damn, I'm bored.
RPC, is there a sign out front that just says no fun? Or
yeah. I mean, granted, we've only read two, but so far...
I've read more, and it seems to have the same hit rate as the SCP Foundation, okay. Where sometimes you find a Slinky Man, and sometimes you find a...
Toothpaste. Sometimes you just find toothpaste.
I think we found our first t-shirt idea, just written on the front. Sometimes you find a Slinky Man, sometimes you find a toothpaste.
Life's like the RCP authority. You never know what you're going to get.
That's right.
The RPC authority first came into contact with large amounts of toothpaste.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Life is like the RPC. You never know what you're going to get, but it's not kissed by another man.
Well, when womans do it, that's all right.
Yeah.
I still...
What? Did we lose Abysmate?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I guess it was just me that cut out from everybody. Go ahead, sorry.
I'll just start over. The RPC Authority first came into contact with large amounts of RPC-34 in the town of Blank, New York, Buffalo? Who knows? On April Redacted, 19 Redacted. After multiple reports of burn-related deaths were received by the local police department, consult addendum 34-A, Reports of the victims, when discovered, were consistently found within bathrooms or kitchens, with the lower jaw, esophagus, and most of data withheld, entirely burned or dissolved away, as well as various holes dissolved into the floor and surrounding furniture, both beneath and around the victim. Of particular note were the leftover teeth of said victims, after presumably using RPC-34 to clean them. These teeth were entirely sterile and crisply whitened with no visible signs of corrosion.
I think that's a cool visual, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do we think that the redacted date is April 1st?
Ooh, good point.
April Fools, you're dead and just a pile of teeth.
Is this, did the Joker, like, make highly acidic toothpaste and mail it all over Gotham?
At least we know the tooth child would be fine with this.
That's true.
This is true.
Fucking hell. What is the story behind the tooth child? I saw him in a dream once. Okay, that's good reason to add that to the show. Okay, anyway. A total of blank delivery crates of RPC-034 were found on board a blank brand delivery truck en route to various supermarkets across the state. When questioned by undercover RPC units posing as local police, the driver reported having no knowledge of the hazardous product he was delivering. All contents of the delivery were confiscated, and the driver given Class A amnestics. RPC units followed up with an interview of the local distributor staff, reporting no knowledge of any unmarked toothpaste. An investigation into how the company acquired such items is currently underway, including a statewide search for any more, similar burn reports, as well as a mass confiscation of any previously delivered product reported to have been sold at a quote-unquote discount.
It must be kind of difficult for the RPC authority to pose as New York cops because of the culture clash.
Now listen here, I'm one of your standard New York cops.
I like bagels.
Yep.
Voting for liberals. Mm-hmm. What else do you do up here?
Gun control.
I like taking guns away from people.
Yeah. I like limiting the amount of soda a person can have to 12 fluid ounces.
I'm taking away all the plastic straws.
Boy, how did that there Hillary Clinton. Boy, there's a real stand-up, honest woman. That one hurt, Dale. Oh.
Let me tell you, I love Crooked Hillary. She's great.
Yeah.
Man.
Welcome to Fear Fake, where we love to make fun of the South. And pretty much everything at this point.
Yeah.
But especially the South, because it's so easy.
So, hey, y'all, how about some of that there famous New York pizza from a pizza place that's just serving pizza, really? Nothing else.
Speaking of politics and New York and pizza, I remember a while ago, like, people on social media were making fun of Donald Trump for using a fork and knife to eat pizza. This was ages ago before he was running for president, but that is, like, an inhuman thing.
Okay.
like Abysme, when you came down from space, did you know that you weren't supposed to use a fork and knife to eat pizza?
I mean, I eat through my armpits, so the fact that you all use your mouths is weird anyway to me. So, you know.
But do you use a fork and knife to put the bits of pizza into your armpits?
Of course not.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Do your armpit hairs just ensnare and draw in the pizza?
Yeah, it's like that that image from Aeon Flux, the old cartoon, except it's my armpit hair.
Like a sea anemone.
Yeah. Yes.
I like it. You lift up your armpits and it just shows the first season of Aeon Flux projected. We were talking about getting hair plugs earlier into your elbows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, that's going to be the new trend for 2019.
Yeah.
Elbow hair plugs.
And then 2020, it's going to be dyeing your elbow hair plugs.
No, it's just going to be dying.
And then you die.
Kids are doing the hot new trend of getting elbow hair implants and then dying.
Parents are so confused.
A recorded audio log of local police report. Log recorded April O redacted, 19 redacted at 9:52 p.m. Responder, hello, redacted police department. What is the nature of your emergency?
We know this was in New York, so... Oh, I guess it's... Yeah, it's like where it blanked out, Buffalo or whatever, wherever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
What if it's like New York, New York, and they redacted the wrong New York?
Yeah. Either way, you're fucked if you just redact one.
New York City in blank, redacted state.
So
someone would be the civilian.
Sure. Agonized screaming can be heard emanating from the background. Please, please, hello, my husband, he's, oh God, please, he's burning, please, he's...
Ma'am, I need you to remain calm and speak more clearly. What is wrong with your husband? Hello, ma'am?
At this point, the caller is sobbing hysterically over the phone, and nothing discernible can be distinguished from the other end. A loud sizzling can be heard underneath the voice of the caller as the responder contacts dispatch. It's pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot sizzling New York pizza.
Yeah.
My husband, you see, he went to go get some pizza and decided to brush his teeth beforehand, and then he started melting, and it was kind of weird. I don't know. How are you doing? That's how I imagine that conversation should have went.
All reported incidents involving RPC-034 had been followed through by RPC units. The victims questioned about their acquisition of 034 and given Class A amnestics.
Woof. That does sound like a very southern sentence. All reported incidents have been followed through by, like, no. That's not how you speak, Bubba.
I think we're kind of like being unfair to the story in regards to, one, we're kind of tired, and two, the maybe we were expecting Slinky Man.
Yeah,
it is really hard to go anywhere now that we've read Slinky Man.
I was expecting when we decided to read RPC stories, I was expecting too hot for the SCP, you know, like that type of thing. But instead, it's basically, you know, as you would expect, there's a lot of like filler, you know, RPCs. They can't all be, you know, huge, big, funny things, you know, or world-ending things, or, you know, complete shocking horror things. You know, a certain amount of them have to be kind of humdrum, because that helps build the world, you know, just sort of, meh, I don't know.
And it also, although it shouldn't come to a surprise that, you know, the only people that left the SCP Foundation are, you know, the most controversial writers. No, it's probably just a lot of normal authors, you know, who just want to write, you know, in their eyes, a less constrained framework. So,
well, it's also not even, I mean, we keep joking about the political stuff and, like, you know, should they break immersion? Shouldn't they? That kind of stuff. But there's also the element of, there's a lot of people from the old guard of the SCP Foundation that don't like the newer series of SCPs that are coming out and think that they're straining away from what the SCP Foundation was originally about.
Right.
And the RCP is kind of just like a big reset button besides all of the drama. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a lot of people who are fine with writing for both, and there's like no bad blood or anything.
Yeah, most likely.
The people who were like, I'm not really too hot on the new SCP about a lock of Peridot's hair from Steven Universe.
Oh, God.
Well, I think it also just gets to be too complicated and... writing direction, like, the bigger something gets, the more interesting artists are going to be attracted to it, but then you get the too many cooks scenario of too many people who might have cool, interesting ideas that just don't mesh well.
I think if you wanted to create, like, and this is just in my own estimation, if you wanted to create, like, the ultimate SCP, RPC, whatever type site, I would say you kind of need a dedicated team of, not necessarily moderators, but like overseers, who are there specifically to apply, like, the object class, the number, and like the handling of the object, you know, for people's submissions. Like, you know, when somebody submits, you know, I have this idea for this thing, and I write, you know, out the story about, or description of the thing. You know, you kind of need maybe some people that are on the same page about, you know, okay, this is, you know, this type of thing, and this should go here, and this should be this type, and it should have these handling procedures that are sort of standard. Because I think a lot of what weighs it down when we're reading is, like, the thing where it's like, you know, this is a giant spider made of bones, but let's read two paragraphs about how it should be kept in a building with guards around it, and, you know, like, the guards should have guns, and, you know, so I think that sort of, you know, that could be simplified a little bit, like saying, you know, containment procedure alpha or something. And you go and you look that up and you see, oh, that's keep it in a building with guards outside. You know? Because I think that kind of slows it down a lot.
Yes and no, but I like the additional context of the specified. Like, if it was such standard procedures, then it would make it less anomalous.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it seems like every, reading it every single time for each one, you know, is kind of like, a lot of them are similar, you know what I mean? Like, this is in a cave, have guards outside of it. This is in a abandoned theme park, have guards outside, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. I like the monotony of reading it. Mm. It makes it feel like it's a political thriller, like a military thriller kind of novel.
Yeah.
Kind of like pulls me in. So the real question here is, like, obviously these aren't the big explosive stories. I think the next thing on our list might have to be read an SCP and an RPC and compare them.
Yeah.
Now, would they be like similar class types, or?
Let's do Thimerial versus Omega Black.
Hmm. Okay.
Omega Black, by the way, is my favorite DC villain.
Omega Black is my porn name.
Oh, I see. It's your ABO.
And Omega in heat.
God damn it.
This has been the Fear Fiction Podcast. Your hosts are Abysme, Dead Palette, and Slime Beast. Music by Abysme. Art by C.F. Comer. Voiceover by Atticus Jackson. Edited by Elias the Intern. Subscribe to FearFic on YouTube to stay up to date on new episodes. Here at Drugville, we run our pharmacy differently than other big box retailers. We're a part of your community and have the knowledge and experience to help you find the prescriptions you not only need, but the ones you didn't know you wanted. Check out this week's deals. 15% off Diotripomezotrone for men under 40. 30% off all Faustian hair growth cream for all public defenders. 25% off all burn lotions for customers within 20% of the median household income. 20% off anti-stab wound cream for any librarians keeping guard over books of eldritch rituals. Buy one bottle, get one free on Pepto-Tolafil if your medical insurance has less than 3 vowels in its name. 10% off all cannibal appetite suppressants. 30% off all name brand anti-spider suppositories such as Spindleloff and Aractyl Thermobomb. And a free mystery bottle of Drugville capsules for any purchase over $30 before taxes. While waiting on your consultation, try Drugville breathable drug bags, air infused with potassium, nitrous, nitrates, B12, B2, ketamine, nutmeg, glucose, iodized nicotine, MSG, sodium saccharin, retinine, zinc oxide, Zyklon Bs, and trace amounts of various alien heavy metals harvested from the Roswell crash site. So next time you need pharmaceuticals and you don't go to Drugville pharmacies, ask yourself, why didn't you? You could have, and you should have. So always go to Drugville for your drugs. It's as simple as that.
Hey everybody out there, are you a fan of the Fear Fiction Podcast? Well,
no.
God damn it. You may have noticed that it's hosted by three people. There's me, Slime Beast, who you can find at youtube.com/slimebeast. Then there's Dead Palette and Abysme. Now, you may think that we're all equal on this show. You may think that we all, you know, care about and love this show and its viewers, but what you don't know is there's some stuff that gets cut out before and after we record. Like, just while we were recording this episode that this is tacked onto, I was talking about how much I love you guys, you know, all the viewers, all the subscribers, and I was like, you know, man, we couldn't do this show without them, and, you know, Dead Palette, Brandon, you know, he chimed in and he said, you know, well, of course I could do this without them. They're nothing. Mm-hmm. They're nothing to me. And Abysme was like, yeah, I fucking hate them. You know, I wish that we could do a show without any goddamn listeners. They're annoying. They disgust me. And Dead Pallet was like, yeah, you know, they're beneath me. I'm so above them. And I was like, you know, I can't sign on for this. I can't believe that you guys, you know, I thought I knew you guys. This is totally a different side. Abysme was like, you know, well, you know, you're talking to the next PewDiePie here, motherfucker. Dead Pallet was like, well, if you're the next PewDiePie, I'm the next Markiplier. You know, suck on that. And I was like, I couldn't, you know, my ears. I just wanted to cover my ears and, like, gouge them out because it was just such satanic, awful, Beelzebub-worshipping Illuminati shit I was hearing. And yeah, so, I turned to Dead Pallet. I smacked him right across the mouth. I said, you don't ever, ever talk about our subscribers, about our followers like that. I turned to Abysme. I poked him right in the eye with one finger through his glasses. That's how mad I was. And, you know, I was like, you don't ever fucking say that again. You better learn some humility. You better learn to accept and love our subscribers and to appreciate them. And they both started laughing. They both just started laughing right in my face. So I really want you guys out there to subscribe to Slime Beast on YouTube. And if nothing else, when this whole ship goes down, when it sinks, I'll meet you there, and we can have a bright future together. Plug over.